Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. All right, welcome in. And hi, I'm Kate, your hostess. Today, we are here to talk about one of my favorite subjects on the planet, coffee. Specifically, coffee houses. Have you ever been inside of a coffee house or walked into a coffee house and you're like, man, this is just great? For instance, Starbucks. There is an atmosphere there. I personally love it. I love a good coffee house atmosphere. Some of the things that I really enjoy, obviously the coffee, but I really do enjoy getting work done. I feel more productive, for lack of a better word, or just I function better when I'm writing, sometimes when I'm doing schoolwork. Sometimes when I just have to get things done, and I just like to be around people. So we are going to chit chat about some of the coffee houses I have been to over the last, I would say probably about calendar year. If there is any coffee house that you like, please do feel free to message me on any of the social platforms of Conversations with Kate, because again, I do love a good coffee house. We are going to start out with one that I really stared at for the longest time. Driving through East Lansing, I was like, ooh, that just looks like a fantastic place to go have coffee. And that is none other than Haraz Coffee House. It is a Middle Eastern themed coffee house. And let me tell you something. There was probably, I want to say, the better part of 6 months where I would drive past and they were working on it. And it just looked nice. It just, the environment, even just from the very beginning phases of their construction, looked fantastic. And then I finally went in there. And let me tell you something. Does anybody like the Dubai chocolate bar that's famous right now or popular right now? Because that is one of the things that's on their menu. They do have it there, and it's not expensive. It's $8 for a bar of the Dubai chocolate. Their pistachio latte is what I got when I went in there, and I've had it twice now. Iced, chef's kiss. The second time that I went in there, I also did get the chocolate chip cookie with pistachio on top of it, and absolutely delightful. The atmosphere in there, when busy, it is wonderful. I mean, the staff there is very efficient, very quick. They smile. There's not like I know sometimes, you know, you hear about the coffee houses in bigger cities where, you know, people can be slightly snooty, and that is not the case there. They are very friendly. They both times made my coffee super duper quick. You know, I think the first time it was ready before I even had a chance to kind of like look around. The music is nice. The atmosphere inside there is, like, there's brown and earthy colors, and then they have these beautiful lamps on the ceiling. Another one that I wasn't expecting, I had no idea about, is Seven Brew. And this is something that my daughter found, and she, I want to say over the school year last year, she was just like, Mom, do you want some Seven Brew? And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, it's a coffee place. I was like, okay, cool. Yes, absolutely. And so I was like, well, where is it? Can I come and like sit in there? And she's like, oh no, it's just a drive-through. So that being said, this is not a coffee house you can go sit in. However, they are the honorable mention that we are talking about today, because their coffee is hands down delicious. The two different varieties that I had from Seven Brew, the first one was called the Brunette Latte, and I had that iced, absolutely delicious. And then the second time, I just had a quad shot iced espresso with oat milk, hazelnut, and Irish cream syrups. And that was delightful as well. Now, this morning, I actually came into town and I got to sit in Strange Matter. I have never sat inside of this cafe before. And this morning, I had their pistachio latte. Excellent, excellent latte. I did have it hot. I did have their blueberry jam croissant as well. And that was very, very delightful. The atmosphere in there is, it's very eclectic. There was a lot of people there that were working fairly busy for a Monday, you know, during the summertime. There, I did get to see a puppy while I was there too. And there was a mom with her toddler. There's a group of ladies that were at one of the high top tables. But all in all, if you are in the Lansing area, the East Michigan, I think is what the location is called. The one on Michigan Avenue. Absolutely wonderful. Staff is great as well. Chateau Coffee Company. Honorable mention here as well for the Okemos location. I cannot for the life of me remember the syrup that I had in my coffee that morning, but it was one of their custom blends for that location, and it is the Okemos location on Grand River. And I did have their breakfast bagel, which was good as well. The atmosphere there, when I first got there, it was kind of quiet. There was only one or two other people there. And then as I had sat there and got some work done, it got very, very busy. And I was super surprised to see like how busy that location was for it being as one of their newer locations for that. So if you are in the Okemos area and you're looking for a nice, they do have indoor and outdoor seating as well there. And they've got a variety. They've got booths and then high top seating at the window. And then again, outside tables. They've got custom breakfast. I want to try their tomato. I can't remember the name of it, but it looked very delicious. It was a lunch thing. So I went there at breakfast time and needed breakfast. One of the others that I found recently was one that is in Holt. It's called the Coffee Barrel. And it's a cute little coffee house there in Holt. I sat there for probably 3 or 4 hours doing schoolwork during last term. And I did get two different coffees. I got the Nutty Irishman. And then I also got a, I think it's Irish mint coffee, flavored coffee beans. I even bought some beans for at home just because it was right around the time of St. Patrick's Day. And the cool thing about it is that they were selling some baked goods from the Main Street Cafe or Main Street Bakery, which I know and love. They're diagonally across the street from my salon. The scone that I had there at the Coffee Barrel is wonderful. Again, the Coffee Barrel is in Holt and their Nutty Irishman latte was delightful. The atmosphere in that place is wonderful, very well lit. They have floor-to-ceiling windows. Staff is phenomenal. They have a lot of different varieties of coffee that you can take home with you to make at home, as well as some different menu items for you to eat while you're there. One that kind of like snuck up on me, and I was kind of looking at it just when I researched coffee houses in the area, is Mocha and Company, and it is a Arabian coffee house as well. And I did go there to do schoolwork specifically before school one day, and I spent about 4 or 5 hours there and had the saffron latte. Absolutely phenomenal. And there was some baked goods there as well as some breakfast items. I can't remember specifically the name of the breakfast pastry that I had, but there was spinach and eggs and cheese in it, and it was warmed. The guy, it was his recommendation, and wonderful location. The day that I was there, it was actually storming pretty badly. but it was still fantastic atmosphere. I was the only one in there when I went in there. And then towards the end, when I had to leave to go to class, it got a little bit busier. But they do have a bigger menu than just that breakfast pastry of things that you can eat and many more coffees. But their saffron latte is absolutely stunning. A couple of the other places that I will be going to that I haven't had a chance to make it to is the 517 Coffee Company, Vito's Espresso, and Risen, which I have been to Risen in Mason to have breakfast with my dad. And that's why I wanted to go there specifically for their like coffee house atmosphere type of thing, because they do offer coffee house coffee. And I look forward to updating you with those other coffee houses. And again, if there is another coffee house that you think, hey, Kate, you got to know this place, you got to try this place because of their donut or because of their this iced coffee or their cold brew or whatever, please, by all means, reach out to me and let me know, because again, I love a good coffee house. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about as far as coffee houses are concerned is, what makes a good coffee house? Like, what has that impact on you to make you stay or to make you continue to come back? Personally, me, I will always go back to a couple of my favorites over, I know I talked about this in the intro episode, is Taste Coffee in Mason. It's on the borderline of Lansing. And the atmosphere there is, I just, first of all, it's not, they don't have a large menu of things for coffee or for food and pastries wise, but the atmosphere there, I absolutely love. They've got plants in there. They've got large tables, small tables. They've got tables that have like coloring stuff for kids in there. And for me, like, that's a big thing. And again, Haraz Coffee House, that's one of my favorites. I will frequent there as well. I was trying to think if there's anything that kind of turned me off about a coffee house. And I really and truthfully, not really. The only time that I would say I've ever been like, ooh, maybe not, and turned completely around is when I walked into a Dunkin' Donuts. And it was super duper busy and the line was really long. But for small coffee houses, they just provide a different atmosphere for people. And why does that work so well? Because people like to be around each other. And I will say that the coffee houses in the bigger cities have a different atmosphere than the ones here in Lansing and Mason, Holt, and to the ones that I've been to here. I will say that being in a coffee house in Orlando or Chicago or New York has been, it's totally different. There is even, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's back home in Florida. It's just a different vibe, because when you're in a bigger city, people don't really care about like sitting closely with each other. Versus here, I've noticed that everybody likes to kind of like have their own little pod, where in the big cities, like if somebody is sitting at a table and there's an open chair or two, people will just sit down and you know, either have a conversation with you or they'll do their work at the same table. Versus here, again, like I said, here it's more along the lines of like everybody is just kind of in their own little pod or universe, which is not a terrible thing. Again, I do that all of the time when I'm trying to get things done for either writing or school or music stuff. So thank you so much for listening to me chitter chatter about coffee houses. And again, if you have one that you love, and I haven't mentioned either in the intro episode or in this episode, please let me know, because I do love a good coffee house. And again, thanks for listening. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.